kind of eat that sticks to your soul. You know who you are and where you're from.
This is Shelley Tomlinson, Belle of All Things Southern, and you're listening to the All Things Southern podcast, brought to you by Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Rayville, Louisiana.
Mama fills up our plates, Papa's saying grace, Louisiana living sweet as sugar on beignets.
Welcome, and Merry Christmas. We're in the middle of a two-week Advent devotional here at All Things Southern called Living Thanksgiving, A Christmas Adventure. We'll be returning to regular programming shortly. Right now, feel free to back up to catch up or jump right in. Day 8. Oh yes, ingratitude definitely messes with our vision. For more of this thankless kudzu, we need only to keep reading in the first chapter of Romans. We'll see what happens when they're no longer thankful, broken down right here in Holy Scripture, beginning in verse 25. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. They began to serve the creature rather than the Creator. We're all servants. The only choice we get is who to serve. The cure to escape the domination of our "it's all about me" nature is living thanksgiving, to live in acknowledgement of God, to recognize that He never stops giving, and for us to never stop expressing gratitude for those gifts. The ugly picture Romans gives us of mankind is one of maturing ingratitude. It begins with the refusal to acknowledge Him, and it only grows worse. Romans 1:28 reads, "And because they didn't see fit to acknowledge God, they were given over to a depraved mind." Oh boy, now we not only have futile thinking on the table, but we're moving on into a depraved mind. What in the world does this look like? Depraved means deviating from what is moral, right, proper, or good. Unwholesome, a perverted sense of loyalty. Futile thinking that comes as a result of not honoring and thanking God, left unchecked, leads to depravity. Listen to Romans 1:28 in the Message Bible. "Since they didn't bother to acknowledge God, God quit bothering them and let them run loose. And then all hell broke loose, rampant evil, grabbing and grasping, vicious backstabbing. They made life hell on earth with their envy, wanton killing, bickering and cheating. Look at them, mean-spirited, venomous, fork-tongued God-bashers, bullies, swaggerers, insufferable windbags. They keep inventing new ways of wrecking lives." I don't think anyone chooses that verse as their life verse. Little boy, little girl, what do you want to be when you grow up? "Oh, I want to be a vicious, mean-spirited, murderous, lying, cheating atheist." Or how about this? "I want to be a passionless, cold church woman with plenty knowledge of Jesus, but very little love flowing through me." Now that's silly, right? No one would choose such lives, not on purpose anyway. But refusing to acknowledge the good and perfect God and preferring ourselves is a choice. We'll think we've chosen freedom, only to find that we're enslaved to our flesh. There is no greater tyrant than being in bondage to our own wants. Ask an addict. But don't look for one addicted to tangible substances alone and miss the one looking at you in the mirror. We are all one moment away from the pool of acknowledging ourselves rather than God and heading down the slippery slope. Likewise, we're each one moment away from consecration, thanksgiving, and fellowship, divine friendship. That great gulf we mentioned earlier, the vast gulf between the knowledge of God and the acknowledgement of God, I'm sure we can all readily agree that the outcome of it is hell itself for the pagan. Oh, that we could get this truth planted deep in our hearts, that this refusal to acknowledge God and concede to His rule is also the ever-present thief robbing believers of the promise of abundant life. See you tomorrow.